was Ditka with What Are You Waiting For? Now, Ditka is actually an Icelandic verb meaning to compose or make something up. So I thought that was kind of cool. What are you waiting for? To make something up, obviously. For more information on the band, make sure to visit them at ditka.is. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with Andy and Simon from Hot Fiction. And get this, it's going to be a Skype call. So we are traveling overseas. Hopefully you guys will enjoy that. But I know there's something else you are going to enjoy. This is That's No Moon. Now, they've been destroying the dance floors out in the Midwest over the past couple years. Let's see if they can destroy your ears. Here they are with Mega Man. For more information on That's No Moon, you can visit them on their website, thatsnomoon.com.
There's been something that I've been dying to talk about. You ripping my insides out. How could you and I both have this falling out? Something to think about. Give me something worth the taking an arm. The bridge is worth the breaking. Is it worth the lives you're taking? You made you stop creating. Please put me back together. Tell me, how did I come apart? If you could look inside me, only you can fix my mental heart. I've been jumping and climbing about the rooftops, waiting for this to stop. There's just nothing that I could say to make you drop what you're doing to hear me pop. Give me some. Is it worth the lives you're taking? If the one who made you stop creating. Please put me back together. Tell me, how did I come apart? If you could look inside me, only you can fix my mental heart. Please put me back together. Tell me, how did I come apart? If you could look inside me, only you can fix.
Sandy from the British rock group Hot Fiction. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Turtle, but right now, take a listen to this song. It's Body Barely Touching Mine. We'll be right back.
we're back on the playlist, and with me is the band Hot Fiction, which you can find on their website, hotfiction.co.uk. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
This is kind of cool. This has never been done before, but we are kind of three-waying on Skype. And are you, I don't know, it sounds like one of you guys is in the street somewhere.
Yes, that's me. I'm outside a pub, a British public house. I'm here for a pub quiz, which is where everyone gets asked questions, and everyone's in teams, and they try and win a round of drinks. So that's where I am.
And I'm sat at home in my own house, just drinking.
So both of you guys are drinking together kind of around this time.
Oh, it's the wonder of the internet.
Yeah, drinkers without borders.
That should be the name of your guys' next album, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you have an album out now, and that is Apply Within. And let's talk a little bit about that. This is your sophomore album, and this is the thing. A lot of the times, sophomore albums are usually rushed. First albums are usually a good impression of the band, but then once a sophomore album comes, I don't know, to me it kind of seems always rushed, and a lot of the times bands on their first album, they have like years to build up to that album. Tell me about that with this second album.
I guess the only pressure that we had was the pressure we were putting on ourselves. So we kind of let it all happen fairly naturally. Dark Room, which was our first album in 2010, that was kind of everything we'd ever written on one disc. Whereas Apply Within is sort of, it was more written at the same time, so it kind of works better as an album, as a old-fashioned album, I would say.
Yeah, it was very much sort of self-supporting, because after the first album, Darkroom, we kind of started again with almost like a blank slate. I mean, obviously there were bits and pieces that we had left over, but mostly it was kind of just, right, now let's treat this like it's its own single individual artistic unit.
Yeah, and what's crazy is that I feel this album is kind of a double disc album, as far as it seemed like it was cut off into two sections. There's the headbanging section, which is like the first five albums, and then, or the first five songs, and then the last five cuts are more mellow and slower. Yeah, exactly, chill. Was that an intentional thing?
I think basically what we were looking to do after the first album was expand the sound in as many different directions as possible, just to kind of see what else we could get out of ourselves. So, as a result, I think the album kind of covers quite a lot of ground.
Yeah, just to be clear, like, Andy sequenced the album, because he's much better at that sort of thing than I am. I think he did a really good job. But I don't know. Did you plan that from the beginning?
For it to be in two halves? I don't know. It just involved a lot of sitting around once we'd had all the music that we'd written, and just trying to decide what naturally naturally followed on from each track. And yeah, there is this kind of, I guess it ended up being this kind of wave, this rise and fall in the album. It was just the songs naturally work together in it all worked together.
Are you finding that your fans are polarized by this, whether they like either the first half more or the second half more? Because to be honest, I found myself liking the first five tracks more, and that's not saying that I didn't like the other five tracks. They just were more different, you know.
It's been out less than a week, so we're still kind of waiting for the backlash.
We're still accumulating data.
Yeah, they're all giving it that second chance so they can really stick it to us.
Yeah, I think we would have been selling ourselves short if we had a lot of people who were very, very kind of appreciative of the first album, and it's very punchy, it's very fast, it's very hard. I think we would have been a little bit selling ourselves short if we'd just gone off and produced another album of the same stuff. I think we really wanted to kind of explore what else was out there.
I got to see the video for Body Barely Touching Mine, and I like the fact that there's this, is that a PR girl that's walking in, or who is that girl?
So the original idea for this video was that we'd kind of sold out, or like it's a failed attempt at selling out, and becoming subject to other people's kind of creative ideas. It all not just terribly going very well, and then us ending up just badly reacting badly to the whole thing. I suppose she was cast as a kind of an outsider who was kind of trying to manipulate this into something we didn't be. It's a coming of age tale, classic.
Yeah. We've kind of been given an opportunity, which we then systematically ruined.
My favorite part of that video is when she asks, do you want to take my advice or do you want to be a prick? That was funny.
Was that ad-libbed?
it all stemmed from, as well as doing the video, I mean, we just shot a lot of stuff of just us, like you say, just kind of not coping very well with all the things that were happening to us in this studio, and it was fun. We had a lot of fun doing it, for sure.
Did that really happen to you guys? I mean, that thing, because a lot of the times when people create videos, they're pulling from real life, and that little piece just kind of stuck with me. I wondered if anyone said that to you guys.
Not in so many words. I wouldn't say we had we been sat at a big mixing desk with a mover and a shaker at any point, like that would have been fantastic, to be honest.
we record ourselves and we do all the mixing and everything ourselves, and actually the first intervention we've had with kind of a big group of people sort of getting involved in any of our work was making the video, so yeah. It was kind of, we were a bit worried that the theme of the video was going to be echoed in real life.
It was all going to get very meta. Us making this video that we didn't want to actually do in the end, but it turned out to be amazing.
I like the painting in the back. Is that you two? Is that supposed to be you two in that painting?
I really want that painting. We can't find it. Yeah, it's based on a couple of photos of us, and someone did the whole thing on canvas, this enormous canvas, and then afterwards it went walkabouts, and we've been trying to get it back.
A really, really cool painting. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to hear another song, and I pulled this one from the second half as we were talking about how the second half is a little bit slower. This was my favorite song from that half. This is Gotta Go, and we're going to have more with my guest, Hot Fiction, all that coming up right here on the playlist.
Nothing stays the same. See the road ahead. and it goes on. And it goes on. Sweet nothing at all. Sweet nothing at all. Cause the things that we have aren't the things that we want. Cause the things that we have
Hi, I'm Simon from Hot Fiction, and if you like what you hear, go to hotfiction.co.uk or search for us on Google.
And you're back on the playlist, and still with me are my guests, Hot Fiction, and we just heard the song Moral Compass. Do you guys have a moral compass?
Oh, certainly. We all do, right?
I don't know. There's some people that I really feel don't, you know?
Well, I think morality is relative, but that's a whole different discussion.
Yeah, Sai does a lot of these. Sai does a lot of the writing. So I think a lot of these stem from very much kind of messages that mean very much to both of us, and particularly to him. I don't know if there's a specific incident that spawned that particular song, but I quite like that. It's one of my favorites.
It's based on a coworker of mine. former coworker.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
And you would just observe this coworker, and then you just write, you know, the things that this coworker was doing.
Oh, look, I wasn't just holding a pad and pencil, just observing him. Say, but he certainly left an impression on me. And when I was, as I often do, to try and write songs, I'll go for a walk or something, and I got the melody into my head, and it just sort of sprung out. And all of us, you start with a couple of lines, and then before you know it, you've said something which resonates with you, and I immediately thought of him.
You wouldn't believe the places that Sai, you know, he plays this incredible riff in the practice room, or comes up with this great line, and then he goes, oh yeah, and I was just, you know, throwing things into the canal, and I came up with this, or I was just in a phone box.
But with Moral Compass, the riff in there, I kind of muttered to myself, but to the words. I was in a supermarket, and I was stuck behind someone who was very fat, and the words, people who don't run as much as they should, when they do, it's funny. And that's where the riff came from. It never happened to me before like that, but I take what I can get.
Yeah, it's a good riff. I'm going to have to use that. I run a lot. Not entirely a lot, but, you know, I always look at food as energy, and if I'm not expanding on that energy, then I'm going to get fat, you know?
Very important. Everybody, go for a walk today. It'll save your life.
Right. Yeah, and you might even write a cool song.
Lastly, I know you guys, or maybe I kind of heard this rumor that you guys were being courted by Christian Dior.
Yeah, well, the great thing about having the music kind of released in the way that we do, which is Creative Commons, and, you know, free to share, free to download, you know, for non-commercial projects, is that it kind of gets out there quite a lot, and we keep hearing it cropping up, because it gets licensed a lot by different third-party sites and things. So we keep having it crop up on various media, and we were browsing the various social media feeds, and someone said, oh, you know, you guys have been licensed for a Christian Dior advert campaign. I think it was some point last year. So yeah, we went and had a look at that. That was great. And these things just keep kind of cropping up, you know.
Have you thought about your music as far as for fashion?
Fashion is something we like to think about as much as possible. No, I don't think either of us are particularly enamored with that world, but it certainly, there are more opportunities for licensing music to fashion companies, because they do need music to kind of launch their various visual themes and things like that. And
yeah,
the campaign they were doing, they were using Sympathy for the Devil by the Stones, and they kind of used one of our songs from the first album
as well. Yeah, I mean, we'll take anything that is sexy and well paid.
Yeah. That needs to be on one of your songs. I'm sorry. That was a great line.
Okay.
Oh, man. This brings up a good point. Are you guys fashionable?
I think we have style, certainly. I wouldn't say fashionable. I don't think we're particularly trendy. I don't think we really tie in with any current trends in music, certainly not in fashion. Clothing. So no, I don't think we are fashionable.
Yeah, I mean, we don't so much have a band image, I would say, as more a kind of a manner of, well, for one of the songs on the album, a manner of traveling. a kind of a way of just kind of doing the things that we do, and hoping that there's some kind of cogency there. It all kind of fits together well. But yeah, to say that it's a produced or a glossy image of some kind, yeah, I don't think it's something that we're that interested in at the moment.
Cool. Well, my guests have been Hot Fiction. Make sure to catch them on their website, hotfiction.co.uk or .co.uk, as the cool people say it. And guys, thank you so much for joining me. And I look forward to hearing more from you guys.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Broken new ground with you, and it's been a pleasure.
Cool.
Thanks, Tato.
Yeah, man. We leave you now with Harder Than Before.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting me.